Okay, so we are diving into some seriously thought-provoking stuff today. The concept of the cross. And hold on. Before you think this is just another religious deep dive,
Yeah.
it's about so much more.
It really is.
You gave us this sermon by Thomas Robinson,
Yeah.
and he's making the case that this ancient symbol for both wisdom and foolishness is still relevant today. We're talking power dynamics, historical impact, you name it.
It's incredible when you think about it. Right from the start, Robinson emphasizes the cross as an actual historical event.
Right.
Not just some, abstract idea or theological concept.
Right.
It's about what God did not just said, and that distinction is key.
Okay, you've already got my attention.
Yeah.
Because honestly, how does an event from thousands of years ago still pack a punch today? It feels
Yeah.
almost impossible.
And yet it does. That's exactly what makes it so powerful.
Yeah.
Robinson argues that the crucifixion isn't confined to the past. It's an ongoing revelation, you could say, a constant unfolding of who God is.
I like that. A constant unfolding.
This encounter he talks about, it's not about wishing we could have been there in person, with the crowds.
Right.
It's about wrestling with the implications of the cross right here, right now.
An ongoing revelation. Okay, now that's an interesting way to put it. It's like we're still captivated by huge historical events, even though we weren't alive to witness them. Revolutions, moon landings, tragedies, they happened once, but they're ripple effects. They shape our world today. Robbins is saying the cross is on a whole other level, though.
Exactly. It's not just about what happened to one person in one moment. It cracks open something fundamental about power itself, about who God is, and ultimately about what it means to be human.
Okay, so let's unpack. That Robinson keeps circling back to this phrase, the message focused on the cross.
Yeah, and he's very upfront about the fact that this message is going to sound ridiculous to some. He even calls it foolishness
Foolishness.
because it flies in the face of everything we think we know about power and strength.
And let's be honest, he's got a point. As humans, aren't we wired to see strength in certain ways? Wealth status, the loudest voice in the room. The cross, at least on the surface, feels like the opposite of all that.
That's true. That's where the paradox comes in. The cross is countercultural, even radical, in what it says about true power. Robinson digs into this idea that strength might be found in the most unexpected places, places like vulnerability and self-sacrifice.
And Robinson doesn't shy away from strong language. He calls the crucifixion impossible. And when I read that, it was like my brain short-circuited a little. Because how do you wrap your mind around a God who chooses that path? It defies logic.
Exactly. It disrupts all our expectations.
Yeah.
We want a God who flexes power the way we understand it, a show of force, a display of might. But the cross, it suggests that God's power operates on a completely different frequency.
It's like we're hardwired for those shock and awe displays of power. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the cross is saying, hold up, what if true strength looks a lot different? I mean, it takes guts, real guts, to choose vulnerability, to lay down your defenses, especially in a world that often celebrates the opposite.
Yeah, it's a total paradigm shift. It really is. Now, Robinson uses this really vivid imagery of God making himself vulnerable to us, which is both unsettling and deeply profound. Because aren't we always trying to guard ourselves, project strength, even when we feel weak inside?
That really resonates. It's like we're all walking around with these shields up, afraid to let anyone see our true selves. And yet, here's this message saying, maybe that's not where true strength lies.
Right. And Robinson takes it a step further by connecting this whole idea to the early Christian community. Remember, this wasn't some elite group drawn to a message of power and dominance.
Right.
The text paints this picture of everyday people, craftspeople, those considered insignificant by society standards, finding solidarity and strength in this seemingly foolish message of the cross.
Which is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. These were people living in the shadows of the Roman Empire, surrounded by very real displays of power and might, yet they found hope and belonging. Not in a show of force, but in the shared experience of vulnerability and grace. That's a powerful testament to the kind of community this message inspired.
And a powerful challenge to us today, wouldn't you say? In a world obsessed with appearances, with projecting an image of success and strength, what would it look like for us to build our lives and communities on a different foundation? One rooted in authenticity, empathy, and the courage to embrace our shared human experience.
It's like flipping the script on everything we thought we knew about power and success.
Yeah.
And what's so fascinating is that Robinson seems to be suggesting that this radical way of living, this embrace of vulnerability. It's not just some pie-in-the-sky ideal.
He points to the early church as a real-world example of what happens when people dare to live out this countercultural message.
Absolutely. And let's be clear, this isn't about glorifying weakness or resigning ourselves to a life of powerlessness.
No, not really.
It's about recognizing that true strength, the kind that has the power to transform individuals and communities, often comes from unexpected places. Places like humility, compassion, and the willingness to stand in solidarity with those who are hurting and marginalized.
Which is a message that feels incredibly relevant today, even if it challenges the very fabric of how we're often told to navigate the world. This idea that real strength might be found not in climbing over others to reach the top, but in locking arms and lifting each other up, it's a radical concept.
It is, and yet there's a strange beauty to it, isn't there? This idea that our shared vulnerability, the things we often try so hard to hide, could actually be the very thing that connects us, empowers us, and allows us to tap into a deeper well of strength and resilience.
A deeper, well, okay, yeah. I like that. It really makes you think about the communities we're part of, the ones we build our lives around.
Yeah.
What is the glue that holds them together? Is it a shared pursuit of power, a constant need to prove ourselves, or is it something deeper? Something more vulnerable and real.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Robinson seems to suggest that the communities that truly thrive, the ones that stand the test of time, they're often built on a foundation of shared values, empathy, and a willingness to embrace our interconnectedness.
It's like that saying, we're all in this together. It sounds cliche, but the message of the cross seems to take it to a whole new level. It's not just acknowledging our shared humanity, but recognizing that our wounds, our vulnerabilities, those are the very things that can draw us together, make us stronger.
And that's a radical departure from the individualistic go-it-alone mentality that often, you know, permeates our culture, wouldn't you say? The message of the cross invites us to move beyond competition and comparison, to see ourselves as part of something larger than ourselves.
It's like choosing connection over competition, belonging over proving ourselves, which I'll be honest, it sounds both terrifying and liberating at the same time. Because it requires letting go of control, of the need to always be on, and projecting an image of strength and perfection.
Right. Yeah. And that's where the true challenge lies, isn't it? Because vulnerability requires trust. And trust requires taking risks. It means allowing ourselves to be seen for who we truly are, imperfections and all. And believing that even in our messiness, we are worthy of love, belonging, and connection.
This deep dive has really given me a lot to chew on. It's like we've unpacked an entire philosophy of life based on this one paradoxical symbol.
And what's remarkable is that it's a message that continues to resonate across cultures and centuries. This idea that true strength is found not in dominance, but in love, in service, in the radical act of embracing our shared humanity.
So if the cross can transform the way we view power, if it can inspire us to build communities rooted in compassion and vulnerability, rather than competition and fear, then what might that look like in our own lives, our own relationships, our workplaces? It's a question worth wrestling with, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's a question for all of us.
Food for thought. Thanks for diving into this with me.
It's been my pleasure.